WAYRC Mobile.
N8LJN Mobile Monitoring.
Hey Larry, good to hear your voice. It's Garrett, Studio YUK. I'm here. You on your way over?
Roger that. Yeah, I'm packing up some stuff and I'm on the road now.
Copy that. Scott's got the HF radio set up. He's hanging the antenna with Mike right now, and there's coffee and donuts.
Well, clearly I missed the meeting time. I was thinking it was going to be about a quarter till. So, wow, you guys have really done a great job.
I should be careful to note that the coffee and donuts are for the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association technician licensing class. Not all the randos who are listening to the repeater this morning. Hi. All right, this is KAYUK. I'll be monitoring as well while I set up my station.
N8LJN, clear.
NAXP. WYRC, NAXP.
KF8COO, monitoring. KF8AYL, monitoring.
KF8CLL, monitoring.
KF8CLL, monitoring.
Didn't catch the call, but this is W8YRC. How you doing?
My call is KF8CLL, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Lima Lima. I'm doing all right, just pretty close to downtown Lansing. It's a little bit chilly out today, but just operating outside with, I think, 25 watts right now off of my B-Tech radio.
Yeah, I'm running like 5 watts, but I'm at my house, and the repeater's not that far away. I'm in Lapeer, so makes it kind of interesting when these are linked together. And talk to Lansing on 5 watts. But anyway, yeah, it's a little nippy out there. Did get up there pretty nice when the sun was out. It was pretty good. It's about 49 here right now, but I'm looking forward. I want to get, think about going deer hunting this year. Went last year, but I just had surgery, so I'm wondering if that's going to let me do what I want to do. But mainly, November 15th is supposed to be 53 degrees. That's kind of like too warm, but I'll take it. It's a good sleeping weather out in the woods.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun. I think hunting season starts up sometime this year or this month. I know it starts every year, but I think it's either November or December. I want to say it's sometime November.
Yeah, November 15th is opening day for gun season. Bow season's going right now, but gun season starts the 15th.
Yeah, it's a bit nippy out here right now. I've got 2 hoodies on. I'm still cold. But this wind's been picking up. I don't know if you can hear that in the background. There's a guy down the street with a leaf blower blowing the leaves around. It's about that time of year.
Yeah, I've cut down most of my trees that caused that problem. And what leaves I get is from the neighbor. And from the neighbor, the wind takes them and blows them across into the hay field. So I didn't have to touch a whole lot of leaves yet.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nice, having not really to have to deal with them leaves. I've seen, just walking down the road, like 7 bags on one person's driveway, like, a lot of leaves, but there's like a crap ton of trees around here too.
All right, real good. Well, the wife just called me for dinner, so I guess we're going to have a little bit early dinner and kick back and relax. So nice talking to you, 7-3. Have an awesome day, what's left of it, evening, and catch up with you later. W8YRC.
KF8COL 73, and we'll be clear.
KE STV.
KFACLL, copy. Yeah, no comment, that's CLL, K8SEV, Sawas Mobile will be standing by, listen. K8SEV Mobile. K8SEV, W8YRC.
KF8COO, monitoring.
KF8SCV Mobile.
KF8AYL, monitoring.
KEZCV, KEAYLL, copy. KEZCV, KEARGA, how about it, Derek? You got a copy? Money. KFACLL.
V8OE Mobile.
Chuck, you, Mike. WAYRC.
How's it going? I'm just returning from a funeral over in Perry.
That's not fun. So, it's not raining. It's supposed to be raining when you have funerals. Anyway, sorry about that.
I figured it might, but it didn't. Yeah, one of the toughest and smartest people I ever knew. He was a ham at one point, and then he didn't use it much after he moved out to Colorado, and he moved back, and he was always going to get another, he was always going to renew and never did. But he was a research scientist, Six Sigma food quality control expert.
Okay. Yeah, I was playing here with FC8. I just upgraded the grid tracker and all that stuff, and now I gotta go through and set it back up. Not basically set it back up, but I gotta go back and find the file, add it to my 991A program. Anywho, I talked to a guy that was in Lansing today. That's kind of weird how all these are linked if you know the right frequency.
What mode, what band do you talk to him on?
FTA, I'm 20 meters right now. Just goofing off.
In Lansing, you talk to him on 20 meters with what mode?
Well, I'm doing two things at once. No, 2 meters. The repeater over there is connected to all of ours here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was, I don't know what the frequency is over there, otherwise I could have got on that to Perry's like East Lansing, you know.
147.28 over there in Lansing.
That would have been Kate. Hit that from over there. I was at, just actually their home was, on 21 there. I think that's 21 that goes to there. The main drag, you go down towards, to the west. Boy, oh boy. Okay, kind of cutting me off here. Oh, he moved. He needs to figure out what's going on with him. So, they're in Perry right there. Just they're west of town, about 2 miles, 3 miles maybe. That road you turn off for Bath over there, Bath. Right there, there's a Chinese restaurant. They converted that to a house.
Okay, I kind of know the area there, so cool. I'm just trying to do two things at once here. Better way to do it. I better talk to you first. You're the one driving. I got all night. So, other than that, what you been up to? I haven't heard you on the radio. Maybe I just wasn't listening.
Usually I'm running 40 meter stuff unless I'm on the road. They took my antenna down because I gotta finish cutting some trees down. I got a beam, I gotta stand back up, and then I need to put an Omni on top of it. I don't have a decent Omni right at the moment. I'm gonna have to order one.
I've had my G5RV up for a few years now, and for some reason, my 991A and my 7300 are doing the same thing. I'll be talking along. I made a contact on 30 meters, South Africa, last night, and then turn around, and the SWR goes way up high. So then it drops the power and everything. So I got an intermittent problem here somewhere, and I haven't tracked it down yet.
Guy here next to me, I don't think he's figured out how to use his cruise control yet.
Gas and go and then coast. Vicky, are you on this one or are you on 5.2?
You're running dual watch. Check to see if Gary and Tammy's out here. I'm going to have to switch to the LaPierre machine here in a second. I'm still on Burton.
Hey, Vicky is over there on 5.2, and I heard her jumped over there and said, hey. But, yeah, you're sounding good that way, whatever you say you're in Burton. Yeah, you can probably switch over now.
Just past M15. Dude, cutting lanes with a crotch rocket went between me and a truck. That was kind of wild.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for them people. I think a lot of them don't have brains when they get them right out of them. They let their speed go to their head, and next thing you know, they're dead.
I've seen a guy hit a garbage truck, and his legs were stuck in the saddle tank.
That deer, they're not forgiving at all. They come to that sudden stop, and guy I know it put him down in the morgue, hit a deer, and didn't have a helmet on, so you know the result.
Yeah, well, I tell you, when I'm out there and don't wear a helmet, I got my head on a swivel. I'm just about right the center line. Watching for deer. Don't like riding after dark anymore. I'm about half blind. So real careful. I don't know. I figured Gary and Tammy would be on here, but I ain't heard them yet. I may just switch to, where was that person on 5-2?
Good question. I don't know if it was Vicky, Tammy, I heard somebody, a female, but 5-2, I'm not sure if she was at home or what.
I'll switch to 5-2 for a second. I can probably hear you on the 5-2. I'm at Elba 69. I'm at QSY over there, 146-520. KV8OLE.
WARC. Both sounding.
KV8OL monitoring.